Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short the line.
But the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Down. Your night, my mic, I'm about to put on a show now. Gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier, and your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these rounds, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man, come in your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cash chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time with me. Tommy, what's happening, dog?
What's cracking, dog?
Yeah, we're doing network politics. And shout out to my girl Slick Mix. See you on the air. See you on the air. Wick, what's happening, dog?
What it do, my nigga? What it do?
just chilling, man. But everybody, we do apologize about yesterday. We had technical difficulties, so we was unable to be on the air. But you know how that be. I mean, you got to take the good with the bad, you know. So we on tonight, and we're going to do like we always do. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
down,
Cass,
have a little fun and enjoy
it. Hey, Cass, that's our stress relief at work. We listen to y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Well, things happen.
We look forward to Sin City, man.
We greatly appreciate it, but, you know, things kind of happen, you know. Some things just be out of our control, man. But, you know, like I said, tonight we're going to do what we do, have fun like we always have, man. Kick back, relax. Now, check this out, dog. I posted something on the site, SinCityRadioShow.com. Anybody listening, check it out. Y'all know how we do, how we get down. I posted a picture, man. I don't know if you saw it yesterday, but I posted a picture of a guy. He's laying there. He in all his naked glory. Now, the picture said, you know, your girl running late. You know, it was a scenario about women. And it was saying that the girl was running late. So she told her friend who had spent the night to
I know what you're talking about. You say if she came in there, hold on, wait.
A lot of people don't know, so I got to explain it. Right. So, you know, she came in there and she seen him all in his naked glory. But now they're in an open relationship. So, I mean, he's entitled to do what he want to do. She's entitled to do what they want to do.
That's what I want
what
to
would
ask.
You do?
What is an open relationship?
Some shit that I ain't gonna get in. What's happening, Janine?
I mean, I honestly, could you explain that? What is the opening relationship? Because I don't know what that is. I could say I'm in one of them, but I can get pissed off if my other side.
It's basically, man. Basically, you get to fuck who you want, and she can fuck who she want. But y'all still together. Y'all still consider boyfriend, girlfriend.
But that don't work like that, man.
That works for some people like that.
I mean, because I'll be mad if my open relationship fuck my one of my friends. I'll be kind of pissed off. So is that an open relationship?
I think it should be rules to it. I don't think you, if I'm in an open relationship, I don't think you should have sex with anybody I know.
Okay, I can agree with that. Okay, I understand the open relationship there.
I mean, yeah, shit, I'm going to come over to the crib kicking it and you fucking my girl.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, I ain't never went in nothing like that. I never seen nothing like that. I just seen that the motherfucker then came over afterwards and then fucked the girl and came over like ain't wasn't nothing going on and then end up she getting fucked too. I done seen that one. That's why I said it should be rules, right?
Yeah, all right, Kenny, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
We together. Me and you together, we're a couple. But we in an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the rules? What's the rules,
Father
Time?
Hold on, dog. We in an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can I hit one of your friends? Or is that off limits?
It depends on, I mean,
you see,
so
you really can't ask
me
that.
This is basically you're saying without me. So we're not doing
right.
Nothing together without me.
That's
if it's without me.
I'm talking about, you know, I hook up with her, you know, but we in an open relationship.
Okay, well, if it's without me, I would rather it not be one of my close friends. If it's one of my, like, best friends I grew up with, from childhood, if it's like a friend and we used to doing threesomes with her,
okay,
and you just have to go
so
fuck her by yourself.
You shouldn't call us a friend, an associate. You can fuck associates.
Oh my god.
No, I mean honestly, you can't say friends. Friends is off limits, Cass.
I mean,
if she's somebody that we do things with anyway. You know what I'm saying? If you,
No. We ain't never done nothing with her before. She just happened to, okay, I'll give you a scenario. This is your girl from way back. She lives in another state. She just happened to come to visit. She found out we're in an open relationship. I'm kind of digging her. She digging me.
Uh-huh.
And we do it without you. But we are in an open relationship. Is that cool? Would you be upset about it?
I mean, if we're in an open relationship, we're in an open relationship, then that should be okay. Because if it's something like, I ain't even been talking to the bitch in years, so we ain't that close.
But she, I mean, she's still your dog, though. Y'all just happen to live
Okay, she might be cool, whatever. But, I mean, if we're in an open relationship, then it's okay. I'm talking about my cool friend, somebody that, and I only got like two of them, so it's only two. Everybody else is. It's all right.
Oh no.
That's why I say friends is off limits.
Oh, I can't do a relationship anywhere. I can't do that shit.
I don't think a lot of people can, man. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think like in the beginning, like a lot of men say that they can, but I don't think a lot of men can.
No,
I mean,
a lot of men can do the beginning. A lot of the men can do it, but it's the end that you can't do.
It's the what?
It's the end. You can do the beginning. Mm. Every man can do the beginning. You can say what you're going to do in the beginning, dude. It's the end that motherfuckers fuck up on.
What you mean, the end?
Now, all right. Why would you elaborate?
I would elaborate. I started out in the beginning, six-month relationship. I was a great person, worked every day, and blah-de-blah-de, clippy-woo-woo. And then the next 6 months, shit happened.
Okay.
Man.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to explain it. Oh, in the beginning, you the greatest man you want to see. And at the end, you're an asshole. How about that?
What's it got to do with open relationship, man?
We wasn't on. I thought we was on the. Never mind.
Not today. Not today.
Oh, I'm joking.
Well, I mean, to piggyback off of what you were saying, dog, I'm not built for it. I can't do it. I know I can't do it, so I wouldn't even entertain the idea. Because it's not going to work.
As well as you should. And I mean, why would you entertain the idea if you know you couldn't do it? I mean, you got people out here that, like I said, you got people out here, and that's why I tell a motherfucker, say your feelings, man. You got motherfuckers out here every day. Oh, man, I don't give a fuck, man. You can go hit that bitch. I wouldn't give a fuck, shit. You my nigga, you can go hit her. But as soon as you hit her, as soon as you hit her, he ready to go outside her head.
Hey, Cass, love is a motherfucker, dude. Love is a motherfucker, Cass. You can't say that. Love is a motherfucker. You don't know what another nigga gonna do or a female, because I done seen up here in Minnesota, females goddamn killing niggas over a goddamn.
Yeah, but do you have love in an open relationship? Where is the love at? If
well,
both
you
y'all
know what,
somebody
good.
Else and each other.
Okay,
I don't see the love.
Yes,
you can. You have love.
I got a question for you, Father Child. What is love? Love is whatever.
I don't know. I don't know if you can. All right, Janine, you say you can.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, okay. So let me ask you this. How can you say you love that person and both of y'all speak with somebody else plus each other?
Because it's just
can't you say you don't?
Hold on. Don't let her answer the question, man.
Because everybody don't see sex that way. Everybody don't combine sex and love together. That's just like I can have sex with somebody and not be in love with them. That don't mean.
Can I say something, Janine?
Can I say,
what is love?
Go ahead. What were you saying today?
Like,
wow.
Oh, Jesus. No, I'm sorry. Y'all know it. He is so funny to me. Okay. I mean, that's just like everybody you sleep with is not somebody you're in love with. So why is it that it can't be the opposite? You see what I'm saying? Why can't, just because you're sleeping with somebody else, you can't be in love with the person you with?
Hold on, dog. I think that brings a lot of truth to it, because that's just like a person who, like you said, all right, well, he cheats, he do this, he do that. But, like, some men are just womanizers. You know, you got some men that's womanizers, but, I mean, they have that significant other. And, I mean, they're just womanizers. I mean, it's a cliche, and it's funny, you know, the joke that Eddie Murphy said a long time ago. But, like he said, I fuck them, but I make love to you. You know, and, you know, that's just like old boy on baby boy. He said the same thing. Like, you know, I love you. I want to be with you. But, yeah, from time to time, I go fuck other women.
But that don't mean they love them. That's when the problem come in, is when you fall in love with that other person.
Right.
See, that's when the problem comes in. If you that's what you choose to do, and you fucking so-and-so, because sometimes people just like to have sex with different people. They just don't want to have sex with that same person all the time. That don't mean they don't love the person that they with.
I said again, what is love?
All right, for everybody to just tune in, man. Okay. That's wicked. And
y'all laughing about it, but y'all still can't answer the question.
Oh,
y'all
geez.
Laughing about what is it? I'm
I mean,
still
I
trying
just,
to find
I
it.
At,
I'm trying to
love.
Find it, y'all.
I know it's an emotional connection. It's that emotional connection that you have with that person. So if you got that emotional connection, the sexual connection with that person, to me, you in love with that person. You love everything. You should love everything about that person. That person should love everything about you, even through your bad and good times and all of that. But just because you go off and have sex with somebody else, I mean, unless you love that person too, you just having sex with that person.
Right.
I don't think you can love two people at the same time.
And you know what?
Yeah,
now, I got a question for you, dog.
That can happen. I disagree.
I got a question for you, dog. You say you can't. So, why come you can't? I mean, because it's a stigma that was told to you that you can't love two people? Or more than one person. I mean, think about it, and just hear me out before you say something. Just think about it. If that was the case, they would tell you, you only can love one brother, or you only can love one sister. What if somebody told you that? What if from day one it was programmed in your head that you only can love one brother, one sister? But now you got multiple brothers and sisters. Now what do you? I mean.
I hear where you're coming from, man. I hear where you're coming from. But when we're talking about a significant other or whatever, you know, your girl, your guy, whatever, I think you
That's
can only
true.
Love one person because you can only truly be emotionally invested into one
Who
person.
Who said that? Where is that? Okay.
I'm not saying nobody said that. I'm saying that's what I believe.
Well, I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but my question to you is that, okay, because this is a written law, you know, I mean, me personally, when I hear people keep telling you what you can and can't do, I just don't believe that. This is like, okay, it's a written law. One of the amendments, thou shalt not steal, but this motherfucker's out here stealing every day. Thou shalt not kill. There's motherfuckers out here killing every day. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Motherfuckers do it every day. Why? Because they love to do it.
Well, I think that when you try to love more than one person,
it's difficult,
but you're also not giving your entire self to each person. Each person is not getting everything that they need.
I can agree with that wholeheartedly. But now I'm just saying, my thing is, I just don't believe that you, I mean, when it said that you can't, you know, you can't love more than one person. That's my thing. But I do agree with you. It's hard to give your all when you spread it around. It is.
That's what I just said.
Well, honestly,
in other words,
as humans, we're supposed to love everybody. Black lives matter, if you want to go there. But
Black lives matter? What the fuck? Wait a minute. Hold on, man. No, wait. Come on, man.
You got to stay on the topic. Can I be funny with that? But you can't love one person, that's a lie. Because you can have love for more than one person. Because I got three
babies.
No,
you can have love for more than one person, but you can't truly be in love.
What's the difference?
With two different people. It don't work.
What's the difference?
I'm talking about real love, man. Real
okay.
love.
Okay.
That motherfucker that you, the motherfucker
got,
that... You die for that motherfucker. You step into it.
I got three baby. Okay. I understand. I got three baby mama, and two of them, I will step up and take a bullet for them. I don't like them, but I step up and take a bullet. If that's love,
that's stupidity. That's playing out ignorance. I ain't taking no bullet for none of their motherfucking asses. I'm gonna take care of my kid. I ain't taking no bullet for their ass.
Oh, you saw that on Facebook a long time ago. If you could take, if your baby mama die, you die, or you die. Hey, you seen that one before. But anyway, true love. What, I mean, you saying just love. So, what is love? You still ain't asking a question for me. What is love?
She, you know what? Only you can answer
me,
that.
She said emotional.
You can only answer that, dog. You know what your love is. You know what you love. You know what you don't love. You know who you love. You know who you don't love. We can't answer that damn question for you. You a grown-ass man. You need to answer that for yourself. If you can't answer it, then ain't nobody going to answer it for you.
That's the answer I was looking for. Because that's the only answer you can give.
Huh?
I just gave you credit on what you just said, Cass. I said that was the answer I was looking for. Wow.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it.
Oh, my
goodness. Yep. Only in Sin City.
Yeah. Hell, I don't know what to say after that.
I mean, I understand what Father Time is saying. I believe in true love. So if you believe in true love, you can't believe that you can be truly in love with two people.
I agree 100%.
I'm not saying you can't love two people. But when you talk about true love and you giving your all to that one person, that's different.
I agree.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
What if you love somebody and you miss that opportunity and you're in love with somebody else?
What?
Shut the fuck up! Did I say no? Oh shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh, say something else. Say something else, nigga.
Good one.
Okay, but you know what? Nah, hold on. Hold on, dog.
Before you do that, hold on. We got a new caller. Let me bring the call in. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What's up, man? Miss in the building.
What's up, dog? How you feeling?
Doing all right.
I'm scared to say something to him. Last time I said something to him, motherfucker tried to cuss me out. Mr. Motherfucker!
It's all good. I just wanted to drop in and sound like you was passing out drinks or something on the show tonight.
Well, no, that's it. He already had his libation before he got on the show, man. That's with us.
I mean, I'm at work right now. I can't partake of the spirits, but I ain't gonna lie. I'm sitting there like, damn, Cass passing out drinks tonight.
Nah, that wasn't me, man. He was drunk before he got here. I'm not bullshit. It wasn't me.
Hey, I'm not sure what I can shine, whether negative or positivity, but I done rolled both sides of that doggone that cheetah totter. You know, to a certain extent, I don't see love is out there for me. To a certain extent, like old boy said, what it is, I don't know what it is. I don't know if I have the ability to express it. When people ask me about it, I tell them love is an excuse, and we choose to use it.
Damn, an excuse?
Yeah,
right.
We choose. It seems like people choose to use it to. I mean, just it seems like people choose to use it to explain whatever it is that they do. Man, why did you do something like that, man? Because I love them. Man, why? Man,
that's
why,
how.
Why?
Hey.
Like
are we brothers?
So that's why I say
this is my twin. This must be my twin.
No, Brian had nothing to drink.
No,
right.
Oh fuck, damn! This must be my twin, though.
Nah, I'm just a dude that probably done rolled life roller coaster enough to the point where you know, I came up with my own assumption of what love and all these other intimate feelings are to be, and that's basically what it represents to me, though. But as far as what y'all were saying about loving multiple people, I think you can. And boil down, we all have a choice to make at the end. You may have a woman who's trapped in a fire on the second floor, and there might be another woman who's trapped in a fire on the third floor. That woman on the third floor may have more significance to you, even though you feel like you love them both equally. You may find yourself running past the second floor because you get to the third floor and trying to save that woman. So maybe that's the one you truly love, even though you feel like you love both of them the same. It caused you to run past one to get to the other.
Okay, I got a question for y'all. Hey, Cass, I got a question for y'all. You got your wife in the building, and you got your baby mama and your kids in the other building. Who do you save?
Oh, my God.
What?
Who do you save? If y'all ask this, who do you save?
I save my kids and my wife.
They in different buildings, brother. They in different buildings, bro. Who do you say?
Well, first of all, why the fuck are you going around setting all these buildings on fire in the first damn place?
Exactly. Hey, I might be a pyro and just want to set buildings on fire. It happens.
Did you say pyro? Wait a minute. Did you say pyro or wino?
Good question.
I said pyro for one thing, not wino right now, because I'm working at the Viking Stadium. But anyway.
Man, that motherfucker going to fall down.
That's all right. I'm the first Colts fans in that bitch. Goddamn right.
Okay, all right. To answer your question, dog. To answer your question.
Yeah, answer my question.
I think. Okay, motherfucker.
In
okay.
A year.
That's, to answer your question, man. I think that I'm not the first person, the first people that I'm going to try to save is my kids. But I don't think no one, this is just me, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think no one, you know what I'm saying, this comes from you. This is your seed. I mean, that's just like if, you know, let's just say Janine and you together. Can I finish? Thank you.
You trying to make it sound good, but go ahead. Ask one question. Who you going to say, and you give me a whole fucking story.
He just said he going to save his kids, man. He's telling you why he would save his kids, man. I mean, any person would save their – you would save your kids first. You know, if my wife had a choice between me or my daughter, save my daughter. Let me go.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. And that's the point I was trying to get to. That's what I was about to say. Janine, if me and you was together.
Hold on, dog. Let me bring in the caller.
You shouldn't have to get to a point. I mean, I asked a question because I.
Man, shut up.
My bad. I thought that was the caller.
Come on, man. Calm down with that, man. Let everybody finish. You're not the only one that want to talk. Everybody else want to talk, too. You ask the question and let me give you an answer. That's just like I was saying. Whatever scenario where my kids was there, that's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to save my kids first. I don't think there's nobody on here that would say, no, I'm going to let my kids die. Am I right?
You're right.
Exactly. And I wouldn't expect it. That's just like I'm saying. Janine, if me and you were sitting there and it was a situation where the kids, I mean, even if they were my kids or not, I mean, if me and you in a relationship, save them kids. Get them kids out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, if it was a situation where there was no way you could move me, but you can get them kids out. Now, you could move me, but in the process of trying to move me, you jeopardizing the kids. No, don't jeopardize these kids. Get out. Get the kids out. And that's just the way it goes. And I don't think nobody else feels any different. I mean, if you do, that's on you. But me personally, kids come first.
Cat,
I agree.
Cat, how you explained it, it sounds good. But that wasn't a question. I asked a yes.
Man, shut
no
the
question.
Fuck up. All right, man. Come on now.
That was your question, man. You said, who would you save, the kids, your wife, or your baby mama? That was your question. He did answer your question. He said, save the kids. which I hope everybody would do.
Oh, Lord. You know what, man? I don't even know what the fuck. I don't even know where we at. I don't even know what we doing, but,
ask
man,
for everyone.
You know what? Huh?
I said, add fuel for everyone. Feel a headache coming on.
Oh, man. My God. Well, you know what? You know what? Hey, Father Time pre-warned me, so I can't say nothing. Pre-warned me.
I told you, man. But now let me go back to my man, Mister.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you seem to disagree with me and Janine, so let me just ask you one question, and just give me a straight-up honest answer. Have you ever truly been in love? Definition of love.
Have I ever cheated while being in love?
Huh? No, I say, have you ever truly been in love? Using your definition of the word love, have you truly felt that? Felt your definition of love with one person?
Man, I've had a deep feeling to describe it. I could possibly maybe describe as love with someone, but I guess, you know, some things just don't last forever and it ended. But I think I did, because this is the one person that I got with that I felt like I could trust. This one person I thought that would kind of like put those blinders on the side of me when it came down to life, knowing that if it was something down the street that would, you know, stress me or cause me danger or something like that,
what the hell?
Stop. Oh. Sorry. That was me. It was accident. My bad.
All right, now let me ask you this. Since you said that, now with what you just said, think about what you just said. Have you ever felt that way for anybody after her?
No, I haven't.
Now you just answered the question. You can't love two people.
No. Hold on.
Yeah.
I think you kind of flipped that, man. He didn't say it was two people. Go ahead, Mister.
The way he's making it seem like once you love somebody, all the rest of them is just chopped meat. No,
exactly.
The way you just said it, like if you once love somebody, everybody else is just chopped meat.
I'm just saying, if you have true love for one person, I don't think you can have that same true love for another person.
So
it could be years later. I don't think you can feel that. Once you have true love, I don't think you can ever feel it again.
Okay, so now let me ask you. Let me ask you a question, Tama. You sure you want to make that statement?
I'm positive.
Now, me knowing you well over 30 years, I pretty much know who you thought your true love was.
Well, hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What's up? This is Drew.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
What's up, Drew?
Chill.
All right, go ahead, man.
Now. I pretty much know who you thought your true love was. Now, can you honestly say that you couldn't love nobody else the way you loved her?
Well, who do you think my true love was first?
Yeah. Hell, I'm going to tell
you
right now.
Just give me the
initials. A?
No. I think that was false. I think that was false true love.
Huh? Now, wait a minute. Hold on, man. I've been around you for 30-plus years. And for the first 20, all you ever talked about was her.
You know, that may be true. But as I went through
it took you additional 15
hold on,
more
no,
years
no,
to realize
no,
that
no.
that was false?
Hold on. As I got older and went through life, I found out what true love really was, and me and her was not true love. It just wasn't, man, and I can be honest with myself.
In the next 10 years, you want to experience a little bit more in life and say to yourself 10 years down the line, you know what, I thought that was true love, but this is actually what it is.
I'm living that right now.
Okay.
I know what that is right now.
Okay. Well, now, let's get it from a woman's point of view. Janine, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You've been in your fair share of relationships, but now,
yeah.
She's like, yeah, motherfucker, you ain't got to say it like that. But now, your true love, a person that you consider your true love.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's like, okay, years. I mean, I don't know. Well, let me ask. Do you have a true love?
Yes.
Okay. Now, with that being said, do you feel like, okay, how long, when did you know it was true love? Let me ask that question.
I knew I loved him from when I was young, like high school. But, you know, you really don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? You really don't understand it when you're that young, you know. And it actually took me until, you know, we came together again as adults that, you know, and we actually have that communication. We have the emotional connection that we have. I mean, you just have everything. And when I look back, I mean, at all the other relationships I've had, I've never did right, not ever. I could not say not one relationship that I could say I truly loved that person. I cared about a lot of people that I was with, and, you know, I would never wish no harm on them. But did I do the things for them that I do for this person? No, not ever to nobody ever. That's how I consider true love for me. Because it's doing things for that one person that I have never done for nobody else. So it's only one person to me. That's how I feel in my eyes.
Okay. I can go with that one. Big Drew, you just got on, man.
Yeah.
What's up with this true love thing, man? I know you're an expert.
I ain't no expert, but I mean, because I came in on the end. What's the question?
Well, I mean, Father Time. I mean, I think me, Janine, and my man Mister, we all on the same page about this love thing. Now, Father Time says you can only love one person. I want to put words in your mouth, Father Time. Is that what you're saying? You only can love. I mean, okay. I think, okay, wait a minute. Let me stop because I'm running the two together.
I'll tell him, man. I'll tell him. This is what I said, man. I said you can
I'm running
only,
the two together.
You can only truly love one person at a time. You can't be in love with two people at the same time. That's what I said.
Okay. Now, I agree with that. That you can't be in love with two people at the same time. Yeah, I agree with that. Now it sounded like what they were saying was that in a lifetime you only can it's only one person, like true love. That was what I was meaning.
No, that's what I disagree with that. I mean, if people that follow the industry, they would know that Akon actually has two wives. One lives in Africa, the other lives over here in South Carolina. Do you think he loves both of them women?
He can't be in love with both of them at the same time.
He's not in love with both of them.
Or the one in Africa he loves, but the one over here he puts up with.
I mean, it's either one. This is my scenario on that whole thing right there. right? You there is no way that you can be in love with two people at the same time, because one person is gonna get shortchanged and the other person is gonna get this. You see what I'm saying? Just like if you do for this person, you ain't gonna baby do for this person, because you spend the one that you in love with, you gonna spend more time and do this with. You know what I'm saying? The other one you can't. There's no way you can do that with two people, be in love with two people at the same time.
Okay, now
that's my point.
Janine said that earlier. And I do agree that somebody do get shortchanged. I'm in the whole agreement with that. That somebody will get shortchanged somewhere down the line. I do agree with that. But now let me ask the question that, I mean, okay, let's just say this. Now, Tama, you say there's only one person that you can really truly love, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now, let's just say, like Janine said, for whatever odd reason, you lost connection with your true love, right? But then you find them again. But now, you know, the scenario is that, okay, time went on, things have changed, you know, your life moved, their life moved, you know what I'm saying? So now, here's my question is that, like, time, and I'm aiming this at you, you meet up with your true love again. I mean, do you still say that you, I mean, do you feel like you couldn't love her the same?
Well, I think if it's my true love, and I'm going to always love her. You know, what I'm saying is, once you have true love with somebody, I don't think ever love another person the way you love that true love. I think it's two different types of love.
And I agree with that. I agree with that. Now, let's just say, okay, Trevor, I mean, you make no bones about it. You're a married man, right?
This is true.
Okay, now, this is just hypothetical. We not, you know, Lord knows, please, because I don't want nobody to fuck him up. Well, I don't want the missus to fuck him up, so this is a hypothetical question.
Go for it.
Now, you love her, but she wasn't your true love. Now, you get married, you do whatever you do, but then your true love comes back into the picture. What do you do?
I think she is my true love, man.
No, we're not talking about that. We hype that. See, this is the problem with everybody. Everybody want to be politically correct with their answers. Let's just say the true love, we hypothetically speaking.
Okay, hypothetically speaking.
That's what I'm saying. This is a show. We hypothetically speaking. You said
okay,
what?
I'm married, and my true love comes back into my life. What do I do?
Right.
That's your question, right?
What do you do? Yeah.
That's a hard-ass question.
Not really.
Do you let your true... Okay, now, let me ask
Drew,
you.
I'm gonna get to Drew too.
Now, I mean, this is your true love.
You go with your heart, bro. You go with your heart.
I'm gonna get to you too, Wick. But now we gotta let everybody answer one by one. Now,
I would go with the true love.
Right now, no, but now here's the scenario. Let's just say. It doesn't work. You going to just go overnight like, bam, okay, I'm gone, bye, I'm going to my true love.
If that's my true love, then yeah. That's exactly how it would work out. Now, I might be making a mistake, but...
I just believe
that true love is nothing stronger than true love.
Okay.
That's what I believe. And that's what I'm afraid.
All right.
To.
Okay, good answer. Drew,
your
man.
Yeah, my answers are good.
Uh-huh.
Shut the fuck up. Really? Really, dog? Really?
But
all right, Drew, it's over to you.
Yeah.
You got married.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And your true love enters the picture again.
Yeah.
I mean, you forged the family, but now your true love enters the picture again. Are you going to let her walk away? Or what you going to do?
I'm staying married. I'm staying married to where I'm at right now. I'm not going because I just me is how I think. You know, I think different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
All right. If it was my true love, if it was my true love, how I feel, we would have made it then. We'd have broke up and all this and all that. It wouldn't have lasted where, you know what I'm saying, because if it was my true love, I would have let her know that I'm getting ready to get married when I did. And if she didn't come around then,
Wait a minute, hold on, Drew. You get married, but then your true love comes back. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I got what you're saying now. All right. I don't think I would go back. I think I would stay married. I don't think I would go back.
Okay, but I mean, not now. Here's the thing. What if your true love tells you, "I'll wait for you"?
Boy, she might be.
Now ready. This is your heart.
I feel you. But
and she tell you, "I'm gonna wait for you to make the right decision."
See, this is my thing, though. My whole thing is that if she waited, right, and what if I got a good chemistry with this lady I'm with now, even though that's my true love now, you know what I'm saying, that I was mad
right.
love with, the only this, that, but I'm building that same thing with this lady now. I don't think I'll do it. I don't think I'll go back.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, you're going to be hurting your wife, right?
Yeah.
I go back to, once again, what is love? It depends on what is love.
Okay,
is.
Wait, let's stay on topic, brother. Let's stay on topic, okay? Let's stay on topic. Now, you want to talk, I'm going to ask you a question. You got married. Your true love comes back.
I can't answer that question because I've never experienced.
You know what? That's it. That's it. Motherfucker.
You want me to lie?
I'm going to go to a song.
Don't you say no, babe. Don't you say no, babe.
All right, y'all, welcome back.
Hello.
Yeah, I know that was my pick, because that's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Kills. My man, 40 grand, all day long.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he's the shit.
I said, that's a smooth motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get back on topic, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I think we was at you, mister. The question goes to you. Is Mrs. You still on here, mister?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
My bad. Mister with the period. I don't want to leave that period off there. I know you get personal about that shit with that period. All right, so what's your take on it, man? You married, true love, come back. She says she going to wait. How you going to handle it? What you going to do?
Man, my devilish mindset would make me doggone dip into both sides of the equation, truthfully, mm-hmm. honestly. But if I could, just alter my mindset as far as, like, what, you know, our parents said back in the day, I would try and be most faithful to the person that I'm in love with and that I'm married to. But, I mean, I'm not there right now. I'm in a devilish mindset. So, me personally right now, I'd be dipping in both doggone lakes. And I'm just being honest. I'm a dog-ass nigga, for real. I've been dogged, and that caused me to be a dog.
Well, hey, ain't nothing wrong with an honest answer.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could really,
I feel you on that. If I could really have something tangible, something worthy and worthwhile, like the relationship that was established back in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, I would say, yeah, I would stick with my love, no matter what other love chose to come back around the corner. You missed out. She has that now.
Yep, that's
sorry,
what I'm saying.
You know, sorry for you. You know, you had something, you passed on it, you messed up with it. You know, it's over here now. Now I want her to hold it, be able to appreciate it, and to be able to be a reflection, short reflection of my good treatment on her to everybody else to show that she's in a happy place. So when you look at her, you know how happy she is, and you want that for yourself, but you can't hide that no more. But I'm not there. I mean, I always say all the time, I wish I had been born in the 50s and maybe established a relationship in the 70s, because right now, in the new millennium, it ain't much to choose from right now. And I'm sorry, I mean, I'm pointing the fingers and everything, but even as a woman that's sitting on the panel right now, you have to say, these females out here ain't giving dudes too much to go with.
You believe that, Janine?
What do you say?
A lot of these females out here ain't giving us men too much to go with. They're not giving us that longevity that our parents gave to each other when we was coming up.
You know why that is?
I mean, that's true. I mean, I don't think neither group. I'm not saying it's just men or just women. I think nobody has that longevity anymore.
Right.
You know what?
I'll accept that on my end as well.
You know what? Now, I had a conversation earlier today, and my whole thing was about, you know, the whole, like, situation with us. I brought it back to when, you know, and I was saying this as a joke, but it actually wound up when I thought about it. You know, it was always that one uncle in your family that ain't got the same daddy as everybody else. And you like, well, damn, why he ain't got the same daddy? But, you know, it was like, okay, and no pun, this is not, you know, my thing was as far as the women go. Today's woman is so hell bent on being, okay, I'm not going to walk behind you. I'm either going to walk inside of you, or I'm going to walk in front of you. Now, I understand that concept, and, you know, I'm not a caveman. I understand that concept. But just think back then, you know, the men, and to say this, and I got to say this before I even say this, the men were better back then than they are today.
because the man didn't let a woman take care of them. The men back then, our grandfathers, some of our fathers, I ain't going to say all our fathers, but we going to go to the grandfathers, because the grandfathers was the ones that they took care of the house. The grandfathers took care of the house. Now, the grandfathers was out there doing a bunch of shit. But if you think about it, you never really heard your grandmother and grandfather going to these big-ass fights. You know what I'm saying? Grandmama and granddaddy didn't get into no fight. Granddaddy said whatever he had to say, and grandmama say, okay. Now, what I do believe...
Bring them back.
But see, here's what I truly believe. Us as men, we're dummies. We're dummies. And our grandmamas knew that we were dummies. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and argue with this, man. Man, Granny outsmarted Granddaddy every day of the week, Monday through Sunday. She outsmarted him and didn't use one word to outsmart him. Didn't use shit to outsmart him. Janine, let me ask you, Grandmama and Granddaddy, who was the smart one?
My grandmother.
Exactly. Father time, Grandmama, Granddaddy, who was the smart one?
My granddaddy.
Okay. All right, man. Anyway, like I said,
well, let me put a hole in your story, dog.
Can I finish my story? My thing about it is this. Grandmothers were smart enough to say, I don't want to use the term know their role, but they were smart enough to say, okay, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. I'm not going to sit here and fuss with you. I'm just going to sit back and I'm going to outthink you, which wasn't that hard to do. You know what I'm saying? Well, granddaddy might have had all these other kids outside, but grandmama always had that one kid that just didn't look like him. And you're like, well, damn, where'd he come from? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think we all got that one of them. You be like, that your aunties and your other uncles like, oh, shit, he look like he could be Mr. Leroy's son.
Hey,
like, that was me.
Let me ask you a question, man. Let me ask
that
you
was
a question.
Me.
Now, you saying grandmamas was the smart ones in a relationship. Okay, that may be true. And I'm pretty sure everybody on the show loved their grandma. But in your scenario, if that was the case, then why come grandma didn't teach that to her daughter? So her daughter
can
teach her daughter.
Because
they died off. But they still could have taught.
But see, this is the thing with this. That's just like we could teach, but we don't. You know, because we so hell bent on, we not gonna raise our kids the way that we got raised, and that's why each generation got worse and worse. Because
and you want
to
know what, man? It's amazing how these things have changed in like the latter of 20 years, how things have evolved and changed to the point where, like in school, we got our ass beat. But these kids, me being the same person that got my ass whooped in school, I don't have any kids, but people my age that have kids, they don't want their kid hit. But we got
hit.
Back then, we just turning the cycle around to the point where, well, my parents, they believed in monogamy. They would never step out. They believed in, you know, keeping the family together tight. Now they're not continuing to teach that to their offspring. Now their offspring is coming up with the mindset of fuck that nigga, I go get somebody else. When it didn't used to be like that.
And
that man well. And you deal with that man because what's supposed to be said in the Bible is, once y'all come together, y'all don't come apart.
Sure. Well, and now here's another thing about it, is that here's my thing, and the thing I didn't heard you talk, and you're excluded from this. But
here's my thing about the women. I don't need no man to raise my child. You don't need a man to raise your child. Why not?
Career.
You know? You know, because you have a, and I, Janine, I remember you saying once on the show that one of your daughters, you know, you didn't agree with everything that your child's father did, but you didn't deny her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I remember you saying that, but you're the exception to the rule. You got a lot of women out here. Well, because he's not with that person, he's not with you no more, or he's doing that, or he's with her. You ain't gonna be with my child. You ain't. Now hold on. Before I finish, let me say this. This don't give a pass to the PlayStation, Xbox One playing motherfuckers who don't want to get no job. Now we ain't talking about them. We talking about the average everyday motherfucker that's really trying. But then the motherfucker be so hell bent on trying to, well, I'm gonna wreck your relationship with your child. I'm gonna make your child hate you because I hate you. That's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my motherfucking life. And I mean, women, I do believe that women, now the men do, the Xbox ones and the PlayStation 4 motherfuckers who don't want to take care of their kids, you motherfuckers need to put them games down and go get you a motherfucking job. But now, you motherfucking vindictive, evil-ass women, you motherfuckers need to sit y'all ass down and act like y'all got some motherfucking sense and let that motherfucking man be a father to his child, because if that's what he want to be, then why the fuck would you stop him?
Well, I've been saying that for years.
And that's my biggest problem.
Well, I'll
tell
you this. First of all, I don't believe. This is just me. I don't know. I'm not trying to offend nobody. None of that. I'm going to make sure I say that shit out loud. I'm not trying to offend anybody, so don't nobody get offended. But I don't believe a woman can raise a man. I just do not believe that. Because a woman doesn't know what it means to be a man. So how's she going to raise a man?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You got
all these single, you got the single family homes, there ain't no guy in the house and all that bullshit. But I'm pretty sure she got brothers. She got cousins. She can't teach him how to be a man. It just don't work.
Okay, I got one thing to say about that, and I'm a living witness to this. You know what I'm saying? My auntie has a son and raised him without the dad. You know what I'm saying? Because the dad used to abuse her and everything, so he went to jail. But, you know what I'm saying? He's still in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But she has raised her son by herself, taught this motherfucker how to do everything, how to pee, how to do everything a man's supposed to teach his son. You know what I'm saying? I agree with you. Can't no woman really actually raise a man because she's not a man. She don't know what, you know what I'm saying? I feel that. But I feel that a woman can and has done that, and men has been successful in the community. Look at Obama. He didn't have no damn daddy. Look where he is. You know what I'm saying?
But
I'm just saying.
I'm pretty sure he had a father figure around him.
I mean, my auntie didn't have none of that. She did everything on her own. She taught him how to. She taught him about sex. She taught him about everything. You know what I'm saying? All that was on her own. She did it all on her own.
No father figure at all. No uncles. No boyfriends.
Period.
Nothing.
None. That she didn't want nobody. She wanted to do everything on her own, and she did.
Okay, now, okay, she may be the one exception to the rule, but then what happened? Okay, let's say the little girls. Let's say the little girls that's, you know, let's not talk about the little boys. Let's talk about the little girls who you say, well, you don't need no motherfucking father. I'll be your mama and daddy. How? How can you be a little girl's mama and daddy?
You can't. It's impossible. You can't do both roles. I don't care how bad you are. I don't care how bad you think you are. You cannot play both roles. Don't work. Doesn't work.
I gotta agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, I agree too. I'm not in disagreement. I'm just saying, you know, in certain cases, you know, people may do what their situations is. You know what I'm saying? But I agree. Can't no woman raise no man. Can't no man raise no girl by themselves. I agree with that.
I agree with that 100% too. Because you ask me about a period, I don't know what the fuck to say. Go ask your grandmama. I don't know what to tell you. Because I ain't never had one. So how can I teach you about yours?
I got four girls, so I've been, you know, and that's like a difficult to this day. That's still a difficult situation to try to deal with. But I mean, it's something that you just got to do.
Shit, that's what your grandmama for. Shit, call your grandmama. I don't know what to
do. Well, your grandma ain't bad. What you gonna do? Now you might be able to call and ask what kind do am I supposed to go get?
Google it.
You can't Google. Oh Lord, how you gonna Google and tell? What if she need extra max and you go get mini?
Yeah, with the wings.
Right. You don't see me in
the damn store. I don't know what the hell I'm looking for.
But those are things you gotta learn.
Yeah, if you,
you got a dog, you got to learn that.
Right, and now here's the thing. Now they come in the boxes where, it's a variety in the box. Hey, whichever one you need, just you go and pick that one out.
I don't know about all that. As far as I'm going, if I try to do some hair, that's about as far as I can go.
Now, I remember when I was a kid, man, this is no bullshit. I remember one time, you know, my sister started a period. You know, my daddy told her, then this is my biological father. He made her go sit in the tub until mama got home. He's like,
sound like a plan
kid
to me.
Okay.
Shit, I don't know what to do.
Your name? Well, yeah.
Put some toilet tissue on that motherfucker or something. Shit, wait till your mama get home.
Hey, put the toilet tissue on it. Damn.
Zelaine, you still here?
Yes,
yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there she go.
All right, Zelaine.
That was the
incident
of the
master,
man, if they put some toilet paper on it, man.
Right. Who said that?
Somebody just said that. I don't know what to do with the toilet paper on it. That was insensitive.
I have a father talk. Now, Janine, I was saying that my father, when I was young, my sister started a period. He didn't know what the fuck to do. So he told her to go sit in the tub. Now, was that a correct answer?
No.
If he don't know what to do, what do you expect?
If that's the best he can come up with, but I ain't about to sit in no bloody water.
There you go.
So the correct answer would have been take a shower?
How?
So would the correct answer would have been take a shower?
No, he should have told. He should know about me. Every man should know about Maxie Cass or something.
Exactly.
You should
that
know,
was
you
my
should
whole
know
thing.
It's not saying that you got to go
show
her. It's not that you even got to show her.
You said sitting in water, so I guess the opposite of that was the appropriate thing would have been for her to go shower.
Well, of course she needs to shower, but you still need pads when she gets. She ain't just gonna stay in the shower.
He made her sit in there till the mama got home.
That's what I thought you were saying. So you sitting in bloody water. That's what I'm saying. I mean, but even if she took a shower, you gonna have her standing in the shower for 3-4 hours?
No, I was just asking. I don't have any kids at all. I can't tell nobody nothing.
Yeah, it's time to take showers and stuff like that. I'm just saying, when she come out the shower, you should need something to put on. I mean, even if you don't have nothing right there, yeah, you need tissue or whatever. You get
there
the
you
tissue
go.
until you go to the store.
See, and so that somebody was tripping on my tissue answer. That's a good answer. Told you all.
Well, you know, we didn't have paper towels in the house back in the day, so we didn't need tissue. Nowadays, people usually have paper towels.
I'm like probably 10, 11. I'm ready to go outside. Like, hey, you ain't finished in the bathtub yet?
Leave her alone. She doing something.
What is she doing in the bathroom all this time?
But I don't see how you can knock him if he didn't know what to do in that situation. He did what he thought was right.
Okay. But my whole thing is that at some point you need to learn. You got a daughter. You need to learn.
Well, and you had a girl before you had the daughter. So you know your girl is using something.
Right. You know when she tells you you ain't getting none, you know what it is.
Well, then, I'm gonna flip the script, doggone, and say something. I grew up single in a single household. My old man died when I was 9, so my mama chose to raise us. There wasn't no boyfriend type thing to come around for many, many years during my coming up. So I had to basically look to my friends' fathers to be male role models for me. You know, when it came down to doing things like, you know, learning how to change a tire, how to cut the grass properly, because I was 9 years old, how to cut the grass properly, you know, how to take on small things that go on around in the house to try and help my mom out to do a man's job with taking out the trash and blah, blah, blah. Now, it got to a point where I had to ask my mama one of them delicate questions. My mama couldn't answer. At the time, she couldn't even point me in the direction of anybody to answer, but eventually I was able to answer. But when I did ask her, oh, I got the straight crazy look on the face, like, okay, I know I got boys, but I didn't think I would have to answer this question. That's when I had to come to her and say, hey, mama, why is it when I get next to this one girl, my words back then, why my ding-a-ling get hard? My mama face couldn't explain to me why I get hard when I got next to a certain girl. So that's kind of like a flip scenario where something that a mother had to deal with, and she just didn't know how to deal with it. And I ain't going to never forget that when I was little. My mama told me, get the heck out the room and go outside and play somewhere and leave her alone. But she didn't want to answer that question.
And come back and let me know when you figure it out.
I learned then it was something about girls and them stockings Nathan Rise, and my mama wasn't on the head. I think I was, man, I can't even imagine how old I was, but and I actually put a name on it and told her who the girl was. And it got to the point where that girl used to come by the house on Sundays after church.
Mm-hmm.
Not no more.
you stay your little fast but, ass right where you at.
They did not know what I may possibly do with it after I realized why I got up there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Your old man dealt with it, mothers deal with it too, I guess.
I guess when you look at it from that point of view, I guess they do. God damn. Mm-hmm. You tell your ass outside. Don't you tell your ass next to that girl. No more.
The girl was in the basement. She told me to go outside and play.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go get on the swings. That's what you need to go do. Go take your ass out of. Did she see you all the way down to Addison? You take your ass out of Addison.
As a wonder, she didn't take me in the yard and say, hey, I'm gonna wet y'all up, pull out the water hose, and hit me with the cold water.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, shit. But you know, the damnedest thing, man, and I don't know about y'all, but I never had that talk with anybody. Everything I learned, I pretty much learned on my own. I mean, you heard stories, you know, your uncle. You heard the story your uncle's talking about, but I never, I mean, nobody never, you know, like the, as they say, the birds and the bees. I never had that birds and the bees conversation.
You can have it with an uncle or older brother, but you're not going to get it right. You're going to get that player, just how it is.
Exactly.
You know, type doggone. I mean, he's going to try and be cool with it. He's not going to sit down and get and break bread. He's going to tell you what's this, what's that, you know, yeah, little brother, yeah, when she come over, then you're going to do all this. And you sitting around like, I got to do all that? because he ain't giving it to you real.
Exactly.
Sounds like my brother.
Down to hit it. Right. It's because that was the truth. No, 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 motherfucker. It sounds like you. That's who it sounds like. Because you never, I mean, when I used to come to you, you did. Go ahead, Bass, because I'm going to read him his rights in a minute.
My older brother used to try and give me the pep talk, so to say. It sounded like so much bullshit. But I will say some of those things I do kind of, at my age, not because I'm a little older than I, but I'm around that age now where I can try and understand where he was coming from with his bull crap. And you know, he used to tell me certain things like, hey, man, girl, come over my crib, come here, whatever, long as she come over. My brother told me when I was a little bitty boy, which back then it didn't matter to me. Look, brother, when a female comes to your house, you make sure her hair is done. Make sure she's looking on point. Don't have no female coming over your house wearing no blue jeans and all those types of women should come to your house wearing a dress. And she ought to be looking nice, wearing some heels. I'm sitting around like, man, shut up. But now at my age right now, that kind of kicked in. Now I got all these rules and obligations that I feel like and a checklist that I send women through. And now I look to that and I say, okay, some things that a chick really should do. But still thinking back when I was a girl.
Well, answer me this question, man. When the last time you seen a girl in a goddamn dress? They don't wear dresses anymore.
Yeah, you thought right on that one. But it's just saying, you know, the bullshit used to kick to me when I was little that I couldn't identify with then. But now I can. But you couldn't tell a 12, 13-year-old boy all that because he ain't trying to hear that. He needed to hear you and her may possibly get together. Some kissing may go on. After this kissing, may be some fondling. You're going to touch and experience different parts of her body. Now, when you touch this certain part of her body, it's going to feel a little wet and cushy. Blah, blah, blah. She may reach down into you and grab you and duck on and start to pulley, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, you may realize that gushy-gushy and pulley-pulley go together and bam, 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 you know? It's not really like that.
Well,
I'm just saying it on a funny side.
Yeah, I never heard that birds and bees version.
Yeah, you know.
I'm going to tell you like this.
These are the steps of what could possibly happen when y'all are in a personal and private setting.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, man. I used to look at Father Time for advice, and he didn't give me shit. He was horrible. You was like the most horrible big brother ever. You didn't
shit,
get no good advice.
Shit, that's where I got my shit from.
You gave no good advice, dog. None.
I didn't get none of my damn self.
I mean, it's like,
I
all right, man.
Advice.
Which hole you supposed to go in?
I don't know. The one you get to the closest.
What? The one I get to the closest? I mean, motherfuckers got poked in their ass before I realized I got that right. But that's the first hole you're supposed to go into.
Hey, man, I was so dumb. My brother told me the first time you get when you pull out, there's going to be some green stuff around you. I was like, what?
I ain't never heard
green
that.
Stuff?
Green?
I ain't never heard that one.
I'm glad you never told me that one.
He was fucking with me, man. I'm like, green stuff? I didn't want to do it. Maybe that was his point. You know what I'm saying? You're going to come out green, man. You got some green stuff around you.
Why was that detergent
stuff? What the fuck? What you mean green? Why is it green? Just dumb shit, man. But like you say, you didn't get the real answer. You didn't get the real shit. You got that watered-down, cool version. So I agree with that 100%.
I know my cool version went by nothing. It went in one ear and right out the other. I wasn't even interested.
Hmm.
Okay, now, Javeen, as a woman, who did y'all get y'all advice from? Did mom always get her advice?
Hell no. My mother was in church, so it was abstinence.
Oh,
you don't even talk about sex. So our father could teach us the things. So, she never talked about sex. It wasn't even brought up in the conversation at all, ever.
Ever?
Wait a minute. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? It's Marlon.
Oh, shit. There goes Cedric.
I'm about to say, Father Tom's brother must have messed with a girl who she had a cold or something.
Yeah, she was a virgin.
Man, you green-fashioned or something. Shit.
That motherfucker got burnt his first time because he gave me some fucked-up ass advice.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be my brother.
I'm so glad you didn't get that shit to me. I'm glad that's the one advice I... I mean, but... God damn, green?
I'm serious, dog. He actually told me that, man. Straight up. He actually told me that. That's the real story. I don't know what this shit was supposed to do. It discouraged me. I didn't want my shit green.
Damn, green?
Green, dude. That's what that motherfucker told me, man. I was about 12 years old.
You really wasn't good at giving advice, neither, bro. You really wasn't. I mean,
look at the source. You gotta look at the source. Look at the source.
You was my source.
And he was mine. So I'm giving you the same bullshit advice he's giving me.
All right, so let me ask. I mean, because when I ain't gonna lie, I'll be the first to admit, I'm with that age from 6 to probably 11. I ain't know the pussy had a hole. I thought it was the booty. I'm like, okay, that's what you got to do with that. Father Ty didn't help me out at all. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, what hole do you go for? I guess
dude,
that's how you knew it.
When we was young running around Brunswick, I don't know, with the stupid stories that people come up with, they used to say girls had three holes down there. They said they had a pee hole, a pussy hole, and a damn booty hole.
Yeah, I heard that. It was always three holes. It was three holes.
They were three holes
so now,
down there.
Right, so that now our whole, your whole thing is like, I can't, you know, this the booty hole. You knew where the booty hole was at, but you weren't sure which one was the pussy hole. So you're like, okay, am I in the right one? And then you hear those infamous words. That's not it.
Not it.
Oh, Lord.
That's not it.
That's not it. That's not it. Janine, as a woman, why y'all just didn't guide us? Why the fuck did y'all just sit there? That's not it. That's not it. That's not it.
I ain't gonna lie. I lay there and let them grab it and stick it in. That way I don't never.
Yeah,
do
that's right. I ain't never.
I mean, but now you didn't want to act like you didn't know what the fuck you was doing. So you kind of just hope that you lucked up and hit that motherfucker. But then, like I said, you heard those infamous words. That's not it. Oh, that was just like a crush. Your dick just go down.
I like to ride the slip and slide, so I don't worry about hearing that one no more.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I'm not really sure what that means now. But I even want to know what that means.
That means... I'm gonna start at the base of the coochie down on the low end. I'm gonna slide up towards the tip right there where that doggone man in the boat, slide right back down there again, and then eventually juke on off up inside of it. So I ride the slip and slide. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like licking the envelope, but I just ride the slip and slide, and then I juke.
Oh, okay. I'm glad that term didn't take on what I thought it was gonna take on. That was the last shit. Oh, man. Shit. I can honestly say this has been one show that I am actually glad is almost over. I am actually glad the show's almost over.
But I thought it was a pretty good show.
You notice everybody like,
No, I thought it was. I thought everybody was engaged. And I thought the topics was pretty damn good, too. Just my opinion.
Nah, I think some people just get overly engaged.
Well, you know what they say. Alcohol is a hell of a drug.
I said the same thing when I turned the radio on. I said, drunk ain't shit.
Boy. And I truly, let me say this before we even get off the air. I truly want to apologize. I know my demeanor's probably been kind of iffy tonight, but, man, sometimes you just get tired. You just get damn tired. Been a long week. And, I mean, the thing about it is that, man, we're trying to do something. We're trying to have fun. We're trying to bring, you know, hell, we want to do something to make a motherfucker want to call back in. We don't want to do shit that's going to make a motherfucker be like, man, who the fuck want to hear this shit every night? You know what I'm saying? We want to do shit that make you want to call in. We want to make you smile. We want to make you feel good when you hang up. We don't want you hanging up 10 minutes into the show. So with that being said, once again, I apologize. You know, maybe my demeanor was a little hasty, a little rough tonight. You know, anybody to be on the show, no, normally that's not me. I like to laugh. I like to joke. I like to kick back. I like to have fun. But sometimes it just gets a little frustrating when you constantly, you're trying to be professional and nobody's going to let you. It gets to the point where it's just like you get tired. And tonight was my night that I actually got tired. Hell, I done heard Tom Joyner go off once or twice, so shit. I mean, hell. You just get tired, man. You know what I mean? But like I said, we are doing something that, you know, we're trying to be professional about it. You know, the first 4 seconds. What up, Nello? Oh, shit. Come on, now. Damn. Then you don't wanna get off of it, and then the first thing you hear, man, motherfuckers acting like they don't want motherfuckers on their show no more. Not the fact we don't want nobody on the show. We want motherfuckers. We're grown. We're grown ass men. Hell, I'm 42. God damn, we grown ass men. Come on, let's have some respect about ourselves. We can have fun, we can joke, but we ain't gotta show how ignorant we are every time we get on the motherfucker show. That's just the way I feel about it. I'm going to leave it at that. But
hey,
I appreciate...
I didn't know you were 17 years older than me.
What?
Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I was just playing.
Man, but we know who the oldest.
Man, you older than me. What you talking about?
Motherfucker, we graduated together. Now, just because you call yourself Mister, don't act like I don't know who you are. Because I will post that picture back up.
I got a picture of you, too, but...
Well, I don't have a Bobby Brown / Gumby.
Oh, there you go with that one, huh?
Oh, I still got
it.
I still got it.
You probably still got them herringbones, too.
No, you didn't. All right,
yeah,
on that note, we got to get out. On that note, we got to get out of here.
And that Raiders jacket.
Hey, you know what? I do got to be a Raiders jacket. Hey, go somewhere with that bullshit, man. All right,
man. I'm seeing this.
We got to get up out of here, man. This has been a show for the ages here. But we do appreciate everybody calling. Mister, you got any last words before we get up out of here, man?
I got nothing, bro. Sin City, what it is.
That's what's up. That's what's happening. Janine, you got any last words before we get up out of here?
Yeah, it was good talking with everybody. I'll be on here next week.
That's what's up. Okay, Tom?
All right. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. God bless.
You know when we do this.
SinCityRadioShow.com.
All right. There you go. SinCityRadioShow.com. We out to the bitch. Peace.